Welcome to Land Academy.
I'm Jack Butella.
I'm Jill DeWitt.
We show you how to buy real estate for half of what it's worth
and sell it on the internet really fast.
We are Jack and Jill,
and this is the Jack and Jill Show 2.
With over 15,000 completed transactions, we're the experts at acquiring property.
Of all kinds, not just land.
For half price and flipping them for way more.
All right, let's get this show started.
Jack Butella with Jill DeWitt.
Hi.
Welcome to the show. In this episode, Jill and I talk about how much direct mail is too much. Can you send too much mail? I don't think so. Let's take a question posted by one of our members on the landinvestors.com online community first. It's free.
Okay. Merritt asks, hi all, I'm new to the group and I'm going through the steps to get out my first mailer. I plan on scheduling a call with Jack beforehand to get it right, but I'm wondering if anyone has had experience with pricing a mailer too low and what they did to rectify it.
I have.
Yeah, right? Yeah, we all have.
Merritt is a cool name, isn't it?
It is a cool name. Thank you. Suppose I send out a 3,000-piece mailer to a more expensive area and get zero deals because I only offered $300 an acre. Turns out I should have offered 3 to 4 times as much. Would you immediately resend the same mailer with a higher offer with
yes.
or without some explanation as to why you lowballed it the first time?
Yes.
Or send a right price mailer to a different acreage range in the same county?
Yes, to that too.
Or would you wait 6 to 12 months
no.
and repeat at the higher offer price? Or would you just drop the whole thing, change your name to looking for meth lab land in your nice neighborhood.com? It's so good.
Who the heck is this person?
Knowing
this is hilarious.
That you have forever branded yourself as a crooked kingpin of land flipping. Thanks for your thoughts.
Okay, well, first of all,
I want to see if that name's available. Number one, looking for meth lab land in your nice neighborhood.com. I love that.
Merritt, whoever you are, I can tell.
Awesome.
You're going to be really good at this.
Totally.
And you have a sense of humor about it, which is important.
Exactly.
All right. So to honestly and sincerely answer your questions, sometimes these things happen. Mm-hmm. Sometimes you send a mailer out and it wasn't priced right. Okay. I talk to people every week who say some version of this, and then they follow it up by, but turns out I bought a piece of property anyway.
Exactly. So, I did it all wrong. What'd you do? Oh, I bought 5.
I sent out, this is a true story. I sent out an incorrect mailer in a northern county of Arizona a lot of years ago. And it went to like really high priced property for next to nothing. And I ended up buying a piece of property across from the county building and that we sold for like $240,000.
I know, I remember. Exactly.
And I bought it for like 10 grand, I think. I don't remember the exact numbers.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, it's actually very conceivable that you're going to misprice a mailer and then potentially get stumped. I personally have never been stumped. And I don't think, I talk to people once in a while who say they're stumped, but then they let me know a week later that, oh, wait, somebody did actually buy a piece of property.
I know.
They just jumped the gun. They didn't wait long enough.
Exactly.
So that said, we got that out of the way. Have a sense of humor about this and realize that you potentially could make a mistake. So what?
Mm-hmm.
There's a million ways to rebound from an underpriced mailer.
Mm-hmm.
And the first, you actually nailed it. I would say send it out again.
Mm-hmm.
And say, you know what? I made a mistake. You probably got my offer a couple weeks ago or a month ago, and I honestly made a mistake. I'd like to offer you X.
Mm-hmm. Nothing wrong with that.
You're going to get a ton of, you're going to buy a ton of property that way.
I mean, talk about making you look good and making you look real and being, you know, cool about it. I would respond to that. And by the way, anybody who calls you back, when they call you back and they're unhappy about it, I mean, there's the large percentage of those calls, I mean, that they're not calling to just vent, you know what I mean? They really do want to sell, you just didn't have the right price. When you get them on the phone, talk to them. That's it, too. When they call, you think you did it all wrong.
You know what, Jill? You're an expert at this.
Yeah.
When people call back with the hate,
yeah.
What's really behind that?
They want to sell.
They want to sell.
They just don't want that price. They're calling you for a reason. That's usually the reason why.
The opposite of love is not hate.
Right.
It's indifference. So if someone calls you back and they're angry as hell at your offer price, you're right. They mm-hmm. are a seller.
Mm-hmm.
They do want to do a deal.
Mm-hmm.
They just don't want to do it at that price.
Exactly. And they're calling you to talk to you about it.
That's right.
So, you know what? And so it's super easy to go, okay, got it. Totally screwed up. I apologize. What is the price it sings to you? Kind of thing.
And so when you yell at me, I tell myself, she really loves me.
Yeah. How often do I really yell at you? How often do I yell in general?
Honestly, last year, maybe once.
Thank you.
Actually, you yell at the kids sometimes.
No, it takes me a while for me to get mad.
You secretly like
it. I'll go for weeks, but then if I do blow my top, then I'm pretty mad.
I get out of the zip code when that happens. It's almost never at me.
It's funny.
It's usually at one of the kids, and they actually, they should have gotten yelled at 16 times ago. But
that's just, true.
That's probably why you...
I let it go, and now we're done. That's usually how it goes.
I jump the gun at yelling at the kids.
You
even
do.
Even if they do anything, don't even do anything wrong.
Sometimes you just yell just to see what happens. You just like, watch this and watch him jump. You just like to yell. And then you run around laughing. Ha! Ah, I got him right where I want him.
That's true.
Boy, we parent differently.
A good cop, bad cop thing going. And then yeah. Joe buys him ice cream.
God, yeah, yeah.
Sorry, so sorry to yell at you like that.
Jeez, what is his problem? I don't know. Dad's on a diet. Look out. That's really...
Is that when it happens?
Yeah. It's often like that. Watch out. Dad's on a diet. Just say yes. Follow me.
Oh, I'm gonna go on a diet more often.
That's so true.
All right. Wait a minute. We got to talk about... There's a show here, Jill.
Okay. Sorry. Anyway... If you have a question or you want to be on the show, reach out to either one of us at landinvestors.com. Today's topic, how much direct mail offering is too much?
Can you send out too much mail?
The show.
Can you send out too much mail?
No.
I don't think so either.
No.
I had a call yesterday, a consulting call with somebody, and they asked me this yesterday. We're ready to send out 10,000 offers. I said, what? 10,000 offers, and they said, "Yeah, we're gonna send out 1,000 a week. We want to spread it all out." I said, "No, no, no, never do that, listeners. Never ever sparse it all out. Buy the data, analyze it, and send it all in the mail. And baptism by fire." Here's why. I'm not joking, because I've made this mistake. Here's why. When you're young, you're looking for a job. And you're like, I don't know if I should take this job because I've got an interview next week and it might be a better job. I don't know. It's the same thing with this. You don't want to sparse it all out because you want to stare down on your desk at a bunch of signed offers and choose the best ones, right? And mm-hmm. if you can't do that if you sparse it out.
Good point.
So I just say mail it. And what you want to do too is you want to take the risk out of this, like everything. Take the risk out of it. You want to make sure that you're going to buy some real estate. So send as much mail as you can. Mm-hmm. Shotgun approach, not a rifle approach. The most seasoned real estate professionals fail at this. They use a rifle approach. They see a piece of property.
Oh, yeah.
And they say...
they zero in on that one property.
And they obsess on it.
And they spend a week on it.
And it's ridiculous.
And it doesn't happen.
That's not how you do it. That's doing
it. And then the next week they spend on another one property.
That's right, Jill.
Great. I've evaluated 4 properties this month. No.
You could have sent out 20,000 offers and bought, 50 properties.
Exactly.
You want to analyze the transaction after the offer signed and then reject it or accept it. You want to put yourself in control. The other way, the seller's in control. You want to be in control.
I got to tell you something funny. So I was this is back to my elevator, in the library elevator story with these guys. And I'm listening to them talking about driving for dollars and doing this exact thing where they're going to analyze one property. And one guy did say something like, well, my secretary said something about data. Really? What are you guys doing with data? And he's like, still doesn't know what to do or what he hasn't figured this out yet. So I couldn't help it. So I piped in. And I'm like,
you couldn't help it.
I couldn't
sit there.
I sat there quietly for. I'm like, okay, these guys
are
lost.
Kicked out of grade school?
No, no, hold on. That's another story. It never did. No, but did I get in trouble for talking? Heck yeah. So anyway, I finally said, guys, you just figured it out. Go back to that data and do it that way. Let it work. And they're like looking at me like, what is she talking about? And I tried to explain it, and they're like, oh, she couldn't know.
She's just a girl.
And I said, well, I don't know. Call me crazy. We've only done over 15,000 transactions.
Did you say that?
But what do I know?
That's hilarious.
Yeah. So then you have to think, oh, wait a minute. I'm like, yeah, I don't know. 15,000 transactions later, it worked for us, but, you know, do what you want to do.
But go drive for dollars.
Hello.
Maybe you'll do a deal.
Oh, I know.
Maybe you'll do a deal. Never, ever. Oh. Look in the mirror and say that to yourself.
Right.
Never. That's the silliest thing
ever. You know, the worst
thing. You want to ensure the fact that you're going to do a deal.
Dive in and buy it, too, by the way.
Should I send 1,000 out, 5,000 out, or 10,000 out? I think 10,000.
What can you afford? Do what you can afford.
Maybe I'll do a deal if I send 1,000 out.
I would
I'm
really
gonna do
say,
a deal if I send 5,000 out.
Right.
If I send 10,000 out, I'm going to do 10 deals.
Exactly.
Maybe,
that's it.
Maybe 40.
How much do you want to do?
That's right.
That's the only question. How much, how many, what's your acquisition budget? Go for it. That's it. There's really nothing to think about.
Some people say this sentence to me, and I try to control myself when they say the sentence. Well, I sent 300 out just to test it.
I know that was not a good test.
That kills me.
Exactly.
So then you're going to fail.
Right.
And that's going to be your first experience.
Mm-hmm.
Failing. You don't want that.
Right.
You want to ensure your success. Send a ton out. Ton
well, you know what's funny? Okay, so here's where I think it's why, Jack. Because we were talking with this on somebody the other day. I think people are a little nervous. I think they're afraid. They're afraid pushing that button. Okay, here it goes. Ready, everybody? Stand around.
What do you think
watch
you're
me.
Of? Failing?
I think
proof
one,
of concept.
No, I think that they're afraid of A, doing it wrong. Well, you know what? You're never going to learn until you just go for it. So there you go. And B, I think they're afraid of sounding like they don't know what they're doing. They're afraid of, you know, the learning curve. And you know what? You got to get past
that's
that.
That's why we're here.
Exactly. That's why I gave you a script. You know what? And you know what? And I even tell people, you just need to think in your head when someone's calling you back, what are you trying to get from them? You want to know, was your offer in the ballpark? And you want to know what the property is. Where is the property? And what's the situation? So if you just think about for a moment, you don't have to have a perfect script and sound like you're a pro or anything like that. They don't want you to be that much of a pro, by the way, anyway. They want you to be a real person that really wants to buy their property. So there's nothing to be afraid of. But I do know people that are afraid of that. The mail goes out and the phone rings and they're like, oh my gosh, I don't want to sound like an idiot. And I don't want to, what if I forget to ask them something?
Yeah.
So what? You call them back.
Here's my advice on that. And this is going to, this will go over perfectly for you. Say, look, you know what, seller, this is my first deal. And I bet it's maybe your first deal too. So let's just get through it together.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I may or may not make mistakes. I'm part of the Land Investors Group, Land Academy, Land Investors Group. I have a ton of resources to use in case I get stuck. But it's my first deal. Did you ever go out to dinner and the waiter says, you know, you're my first customer?
And then I go, oh,
and I say,
no.
What?
Just kidding.
You know what I say? I'm like, you know what? Good. I am confident we will be the best customer you've ever had in your whole waiter career.
It's so hard, but I feel bad saying this, but I won't tell them that. But in the back of my head, I'm thinking, well, this is going to go. I can just be ready. Things are going to be, you know what I do? Here's what I do. I prepare myself that the order might get goofed up and that's going to be okay.
Yeah. So how much mail is too much? There's no such thing.
Mm-hmm.
We have a member who mailed a whole state, every single property. And you know what he's doing right now? Swimming in money.
Exactly.
People ask me, what's the difference between all you guys talk on the show about, you know, we've got people in your group that are making $100,000 a month. What's the difference between that guy and me? Here's the answer. They send out a ton of mail.
Yeah.
That's the answer.
That's the answer. More mail is more deals.
Exactly.
That's it. And you know what? You'll know what you can handle. Okay, what if you have a day job and you can only do so much? You have the evenings and the weekends to do this. That's okay. You send out your first batch. You're going to quickly figure out how much volume came back from that. And you can turn it up or turn it down. Like, all right, woo, I was overwhelmed that month. Okay, I'm going to do half that right now because I sent out 10,000. I think I'm going to do 5,000. I think I can handle that. Or you're going to say, you know, I sent out 1,500 and I think I can do 3,000. And now I'm going to do 4,500. And now I'm going to do whatever. You could do that too. As you get into this, you will get more efficient too. And you'll get it.
We spent over the years $1.6 million now on data.
Yeah.
That's not even mail. That's just data.
The data.
Which is why CoreLogic granted us permission to be a licensed provider.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they looked back on it and they said, "Wow, yeah, you guys are qualified."
Yeah.
Exactly. If you have a question, I'm sorry. Join us in another episode where Jack and Jill discuss how to use information, that's me.
And inspiration, that's me.
To get just about anything you want, including learning how to read.
Exactly. Maybe. We use it every day to buy a property for half of what it's worth and sell it immediately.
You're not alone in your real estate ambition. Here's the helicopters.
Oh, over the volleyball tournament.
There's a volleyball tournament. So, listener, if you hear helicopters, that's why.
Exactly. Super right cool. On the super fun. Here. Cool.
Information and inspiration to buy undervalued property.
We are Jack and Jill, and this was the Cash Flow from Land Show.
We are the experts at acquiring property
of all kinds, not just land,
for half price, just so we can flip it for way more
and really fast. Thanks for listening. You are not alone in your real estate ambition.